The Intergovernmental Committee is starting at 7:13. The first item of business is the acceptance of minutes from the January 23rd meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Second item is the acceptance of minutes from the February 4th meeting.
I move acceptance. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item is PCR 23-19, a resolution requesting the state RIDOT to re-examine Greenwich Avenue traffic pattern near Crown Plaza. This is being sponsored by Councilman Sinapi.
Right, so this was in regards to the fact that the state decided on a traffic pattern outside Crown Plaza with what appears to be a lack of knowledge of the alterations being made to Crown Plaza and the multiple additions, both already approved by this council and slated to be approved, and the alterations already built and those slated to be built. So this is hopefully going to convince the state to look into it before there's a problem.
Okay, does anyone on the committee have any questions? Does anyone on the council have any questions? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on PCR 23-19? Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on the resolution relating to the traffic pattern near the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick? Is there a motion?
Seconded.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item on the agenda is PCR 2419, a resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission and the State Department of Transportation requesting a traffic study of Greenwich Avenue in the vicinity of the Greenwich Village Apartments. I believe this is Councilman Sinapi.
Yes, so this is in regards to the unfortunately infamous intersection with Greenwich Apartments where you have the crosswalk where actually a pedestrian was fatally struck not too long ago. This intersection has been a very long-standing problem for the residents of Greenwich Village Apartments. Multiple people from there have been hit by cars already. Thankfully, some changes were made since the recent fatality. However, there's a ways to go, as the residents explained to the police at a recent meeting. And I'm hoping this motivates the state to look into it further.
Is there anyone on the committee that has any questions concerning this? I just have one comment. I read recently of a traffic calming device that is a 3D illusion that makes it look like there is a speed bump. I don't know how that looks in practice, but in reading it, it seemed to make sense to me. I've seen some of these things on sidewalks that look absolutely real, and of course, the devil is in the details as to what has to be done to the road in order to make one of these such calming devices. I know on the sidewalks it takes up a lot of space on the back side of it because it is elongated along the sidewalk to give it the 3D illusion. However, when we have traffic fatalities, I don't think that that is too high a price to pay. I would like to have some more information about it, but it is just something I'm throwing out there as a potential for study that might help us with problem areas within the city.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if I may, when I sent in this request, I actually attached the article that discussed that exact potential solution, because I thought it was an interesting and elegant solution to an unfortunate problem.
Well, that sounds brilliant to me, having read the same article. Okay, is there anyone on the council that have any questions? Is there anyone in the public that wishes to speak concerning the proposed study of the Greenwich Avenue area in the vicinity of the Greenwich Village Apartments concerning this resolution? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, is there a motion?
Seconded.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I believe that closes the intergovernmental committee at 7:19.
It is 7:21 and the appointments committee will start. The first item on the agenda is appointment to the Zoning Board of Review, Salvatore DeLuise.
Good evening.
You have an appointment pending before the council. Do you have any comments you'd like to make? Or?
Well, I just like to state that I've been a Warwick resident for more than 40 years. I live in the Connecticut area, and I think that I could offer some, you know, input and honest and fair opinions to the zoning board.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you will be able to do that. Are there any comments from the committee?
I just want to thank you, sir, for agreeing to serve on this very important board, the zoning board of review. This is, all these boards and commissions are very important. They have a big effect on our city, and I really appreciate you donating your time to serve. And you have experience, a longtime member, resident here, homeowner, and business owner. So I really appreciate you stepping up and doing that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope I can do a good job.
Are there any other committees?
For all of the reasons expressed by Councilman McAllister, I would also like to join him and the other members of the committee in thanking you for stepping forward and agreeing to serve on the Zoning Board of Review. It's often a thankless job, so I want to be sure to thank you up front.
I understand.
Mr. DeLuise, I would also like to thank you for stepping forward to serve. Are there any other comments from the council? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Yes, a public.
Any comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
I move for favorable action.
Second.
Hearing a motion for favorable action and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
The second item on the agenda is Paul DiPetrillo.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. DiPetrillo. Would you like to make a comment?
Well, certainly I appreciate the city's confidence in me, and I promise to do a clear and honest judgment on anything that may come before me. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much. I'm sure you will. Sure. Any other comments from the committee?
Again, thank you very much, Paul, for agreeing to serve on this. I've known you for a number of years, and I think you'll be a great asset to this board. And again, I can't stress it enough that we really appreciate people stepping up and participating in this, as these boards and commissions are very important to our city. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments?
Thank you, Mr. DiPetrillo. We've known each other for several years now, and I have full confidence that you will do an excellent job. And as I conveyed to Mr. DeLuise, thank you up front, because it's oftentimes a thankless mm-hmm. job. So thank you for stepping forward.
Thank you, Councilman.
Any other questions from the council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I guess we've known each other for a while too, but one thing I will say about you is that you're always willing to step up and help out, and you know, of course, you're still willing to serve all these years later after serving in the military for our country. So thank you again, Paul.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Paul, I too have known you for a very long time. And I also want to thank you for your service to this country. And you certainly bring a common sense approach to all of the tasks that you undertake, and particularly the decisions that you make. In serving on the zoning board, you oftentimes come across scenarios that require common sense. And I think oftentimes, we lose sight of the common sense perspective. And I truly appreciate your willingness to serve on the zoning board, and certainly have great expectations of what you're going to be able to provide for service, not only to the zoning board, but to the citizens of the city of Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Any other comments from the council?
Paul, I want to bring out something that you are more of a Renaissance man, and I have seen your art. I look forward to being the person that puts forward your appointment when in front of the entire commission. I know that you will put your all into this, and that Ward 1 will be proud to have you representing the city and making the decisions. Common sense is very important in the zoning board. Common sense is important in life. However, on the zoning board, there are also rules and regulations that have to be followed in order to stay in compliance with our master plan. Otherwise, there's no sense in having a plan. So sometimes you may have to make some decisions that are bound by rules and regulations that you might not agree with, but they were designed for a reason, and I hope that you will take that into consideration when you are looking at the individual matters.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chair. Paul, I also wanted to thank you for serving, and I know more of your work through the Patuxent River Authority and the 4 years that you've spent there, and your volunteer efforts there, and your concern not only for the environment, but also your concern for businesses too. So I think you're going to bring, and I hope that you bring a well-balanced approach to what the city is looking for, with being friendly towards business, but also keeping in mind the quality of life for all the residents here in Warwick. And I appreciate your service also. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Hearing a move for favorable action and a second. Do I hear any votes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
The next item on the agenda is the appointment to the Land Trust Commission, Patricia Levesque.
I'll make a motion that we hold until the meeting, first meeting in March.
Second, as to hold to March 4th.
March 4th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It is 7:30 and the appointments committee has come to an end.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order as of 7:32 p.m. We have acceptance of minutes from committee meetings held on January 23rd. If I can have a motion.
I would move approval. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, acceptance of committee minute meetings from February 4th, 2019.
Move approval. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First item on the agenda is the public hearing first passage for PCO 24-18, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, DT Retail Properties LLC petitioner, Sorghum Development LLC, and Expo Realty LLC owner.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Second item. Public Public hearing, first passage, PCO 1-19, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick. Stephen Fairbanks, Chief Investment Officer, PHM Providence LLC, petitioner.
Again, I would move for a public hearing with the entire council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Third item, PCR 165-17, sale of a former Christopher Rhodes Elementary School property. I'm the sponsor of this item on behalf of Mayor Solomon.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the subcommittee. I'm very incredibly excited tonight to present to this honorable body a recommendation for approval of bid 165-17, as amended, for the sale of the former Christopher Rhodes Elementary School in property in as-is condition to Hugh Fisher for a full appraisal amount value of $325,000. The actual total project cost is estimated at $960,000, $635,000 to cure a liability associated with the hazardous mitigation, remediation, tank removal, demo of the former Rhodes Elementary School. It's over an acre in size, the building, and the surrounding parking area is even larger. As we well know, the parcel contains many hazardous mitigation requirements that would be borne by the buyer. This is really important in that the city maintains no environmental liabilities. Mayor Solomon, upon taking office, made this project a priority action item, listening to the community who presented sincere concerns that the ever-deteriorating building was degrading the quality of life and values of the surrounding community. Mayor Solomon worked with this honorable body to exact an additional $208,000 for the taxpayer by commissioning an appraisal and hazardous material survey. This is a good piece of legislation for the city and the neighborhood, and we recommend approval. I have my colleague Luke Murray here who can answer any detailed question that there is relative to the hazard mitigation plan and appraisal. Thank you.
Thank you. I suppose that I'll start with a statement as well. I would like to thank the Mayor's Chief of Staff, Bill DePasquale, for all of his work on this issue. This has taken many years to reach this point, and I'd like to recap briefly because I know how long the docket is tonight, so I will try to make this very brief. Christopher Rhodes Elementary School was a wonderful neighborhood school and really a gem of the neighborhood up until it was closed in 2008. From there, it was vacant for approximately a year before being rented to the Rhode Island School for the Deaf for 2 years. But since then, since that time in 2011, it has stood vacant, and one RFP after another went out to try to find anyone, even at $1 a year, to rent that building and maintain it, and that never came to fruition. So the third RFP in 5 years drew one bid from H.A. Fisher Homes. That bid went out in 2017, and H.A. Fisher Homes being the only many to tour, the only one to actually put in a bid to buy that property and tear down that building, mitigate the parking lot, the building itself, including the asbestos and other hazardous chemicals inside, and as well as the oil tank that we know of on the property, and at the same time put some money back in the city's account, which none of those other bidders, potential bidders, came forward and promised. Now, I have done my best to maintain an objective and impartial role so that any resident, any constituent, anyone at all would feel comfortable approaching me on this issue. And right from the start, right from when I began outreach, it was clear that the vast majority of residents in that area had a priority to tear down that old blighted building and make sure that something consistent with the neighborhood went there. And it is such a shame that we're in that position that we have to tear down what was once a great community asset, but it had become, by that point, a tremendous liability as these neighbors watched this gem deteriorate for year after year. They had seen the Kids' Kingdom that was a great attraction for many kids in the neighborhood, not just from Christopher Rhodes, but from surrounding elementary schools to come and enjoy. But that was no more. Instead, we had dumping on a constant basis. We had vandalism. And by that point of the community meeting in August 2017, residents had had enough. And they were united in saying that we want this building gone and we want single-family houses. It would have been preferred if we would have been able to maintain a park space. But as I walked around the neighborhood talking to dozens and hundreds of residents, I remember giving notices to 428 households in the area, voters or not. I remember knocking on literally hundreds of doors. And I had to explain to some people that as much as I would like to see this land turned into a park, I can't very well come to my colleagues on the city council and ask for well over $500,000 to be spent here on in this particular area and sacrifice what could become something that gives back to the tax base of the entire city, as it's something that would benefit just one particular section of the city, whereas developing it, having those single-family houses, that turns this current liability of a blighted building, it's truly a death trap. One cannot walk into that building, and it's a nuisance to neighbors. And so the single-family houses, it turns a nuisance to neighbors, a liability, a financial liability to the city in having to have the Department of Public Works and the police come out on a regular basis, into an asset to the city, expanding the tax base, and it improves the neighborhoods. It brings up the property values. It removes the nuisance. Turns this blight into desirable new homes. And so the neighbors were more than satisfied with that, because we don't live in that ideal world where we're necessarily going to get back everything that we had, but we are going to make this, to take these lemons and make some lemonade out of it. I want to especially thank Mayor Solomon and his administration for doing everything they could to move this along as promptly as possible. That's the number one concern that all of the residents in the neighborhood have, is that we don't sit on this blighted old building anymore. We don't let that, we don't have that nuisance, that eyesore in their backyards. I would also like to thank Councilman Lattiser, who, in addition to Mayor Solomon negotiating with that one bidder, I know that Councilman Lattiser, with his expertise, having decades of experience in construction, was able to have productive conversations as well. And as a result of those productive conversations with both Councilman Lattiser and with Mayor Solomon, and of course all of the work that went into the environmental testing and the mitigation report and the independent appraisal, that's resulted in the sole bidder raising his sales price that rather his the price that he would be willing to buy this property for, previously at $117,000 as is. Today, coming before us, willing to buy this property for $325,000, also as is, a gain of $208,000 to the city. As I see it, and as I listen to feedback from literally dozens of constituents from having that community meeting back in August 2017, and at the conclusion of that wide-ranging and lengthy community meeting, I believe that we were there for well over an hour and a half answering with Mr. Fisher answering questions on behalf of H.A. Fisher Homes, and then staying afterwards too. At the conclusion of that meeting, when the public was asked, do you want to see the single-family houses? Do you want to see that development? Yes or no? There was simply a resounding yes, and I stood by the doors at the exit. I wanted to make sure that if someone was nervous, that they wanted to really say no, but they were afraid, that they would have that opportunity to be heard. And as I talked to all of the folks who were there, and there was not a single person who was against this proposal. It is very rare to find that kind of unanimity on anything of such consequence as the sale and development of 10 acres in a neighborhood. So please excuse the length of my opening remarks. I would like to first ask if there is any comment or question from members of the committee.
I just have one comment, and that is the while the price of the $325,000 for the purchase is significant, the hazardous materials and demolition costs and the mitigation of $635,000, which would have been borne by the city if we were to do it ourselves, is quite significant. And I think that this is very much a win-win situation, and I hope that the neighbors will be happy with their new neighborhood and their new fellow members of the city of Warwick that come to this area.
Thank you. And seeing no other questions from committee members, I believe that opening it up to the full council, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'd also like to commend you, Chairman, for your diligence on this. So I think this is a perfect example of what we mean when we say good things come to those that wait. And it was a wait. In the outset, there may have been some folks who weren't so happy about that. And if you remember, going back to the first time this particular offer came before the city council, when Mayor Solomon, then Council President Solomon, in the Finance Committee, we looked at the proposed deal that was being presented to us. In the Finance Committee, we knew that wasn't the right deal. It may have been good from the eyes of the previous administration, but we disagreed with it. And we weren't afraid to stand our ground. Even you, Mr. Chairman, as a sponsor, you stood your ground. The Council President supported what the Finance Committee was looking to do. And that was to protect the taxpayers' interest. And that was to find out what's the real numbers, not the numbers that were presented to us, because we knew the numbers didn't make sense, and they didn't make sense to the council. So, through the planning department and through the other folks in the administration here today, everyone did their due diligence. We had the property assessed. We had it appraised. We had the environmental issues addressed. Now Mayor Solomon did his due diligence in keeping the irons to the fire to get these numbers. It took us a little bit of time. But because of the collaboration, once again, between this city council and the current administration the workings of the planning department, the other folks were involved, we brought something that was not a great deal. It was maybe okay, but we knew there was better. We knew there was more money left on that table, and we went out and got it. And kudos to everybody, everybody that was involved with this. And here we are today. You're going to get a great building. Well, not a great building. You're going to get a bad building taken down to put up a lot of great buildings. And that is certainly a win for the taxpayers. And thank you for your patience, Mr. Chairman, on this thing. Sometimes it's difficult as a sponsor to say, maybe we need to rethink it. But you had the courage to do it. Good job.
Thank you. And I'll certainly allow Councilman McAllister to speak, but would like to briefly add that whether chairman or a member of the council, even something as important as this affecting my own ward, we on the city council, we don't ask for special treatment. And what was presented to us initially way back in 2017, it lacked that independent environmental testing and mitigation report, and it lacked that appraisal. And in order to have the hearing, I can't ask for special treatment for myself or my ward as much as I wanted to see it move along as fast as humanly possible. We needed those reports because if it affects any other part of the city, it would be my fiduciary obligation. As it is with anything happening in Ward 2, we on the City Council, we have an obligation to the city as a whole to make sure that we're acting in the interests of the entire city and getting the best deal that we can. And it was disappointing that that we weren't presented with those reports and appraisals at the start of this process, but it was so encouraging to see Mayor Solomon and his staff take up that baton and run with it. And I know that through communication on a regular basis with the administration, with the mayor, and with the chief of staff, that we got all of that information as quickly as we could. And I'm looking forward to hearing from my colleagues and hearing from members of the public on their informed opinions now that we do have all of that information before us. That, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, this is, not to repeat what everybody has said so far, but this is great. I'm very excited about this project and thank the mayor's office and this council for the work on this. I mean, we're taking a building that's been empty since 2011, in the middle of a community. It's been vandalized. It's been a target. We are now selling this property. The buyer is going to buy it as is. He's going to take care of all the hazardous materials, any issues that may come up. He'll be responsible for all that. He's going to clean that area out, and then he wants to build new single-family homes. This is very exciting. We're going to generate residential property tax revenue, which is always needed. But new housing will also attract new families to our city. People that want to buy their first home or they want to retire to another home, they could come here to Warwick. So this really is a win-win, and I know it took a long time. I remember as Councilman Lattiser talked about, this came before us on the Finance Committee. We wanted to do our due diligence and to get out, and to everyone's credit, this came back. We got the price raised for us, and this is a very exciting project, and I just think this is great. More housing is always needed. We love attracting more people to come into our great city, and I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much.
I don't want to repeat what everybody said also, but when you look at the big picture of how government is supposed to work, I think this is a good example of it. You had a council that was asking questions and a previous administration that thought that they had put the best offer on the table. And this council and also the finance committee and chair and also the sponsor from his own area recognize that we could do better. And I say this because you want to analogize to all departments. And here was a council member thinking that maybe this was the solution when it first came before us, willing to listen and willing to improve it. And that's what we got. We got an improved project. And what nobody else has mentioned so far that I think is significant is that the environmental liability for this project is what lies with the developer. So we have an indemnification agreement. That's huge because we all know what CERCLA and environmental liability entails. That could be millions of dollars if there's something buried on a property. And that would have been, that cost would have been borne by the taxpayers. But the reason that I analogize here to a checks and balance and the council member from this ward recognizing that we can do better is that he wasn't offended that people asked questions. And I say that because we're not here with personal vendettas about anything. We're here to get the best deal that we can. That's what government is all about. Whether it's a bid or an ordinance or a resolution. And, you know, I point that out because I'd like all department heads and members of different groups, whether they be public or private, to recognize what happened here over the last 2 years. This is why we all ran for office, because we want to make Warwick a better place to live, and we want to invoke our opinions on behalf of our constituents to make projects better, to make bids better, to ask questions, and not to rubber stamp proposals, because that's the easiest thing to do. I've lived here since 1968 and went to school here. And it's, you know, a pleasure to see projects like this come to fruition and get better through this government process. And I'd like to thank everybody that was involved. Thank you.
Are there any members of the City Council who would like to speak? Hearing none, I would like to open the podium to public comment and questions. You may step up to the podium.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of your committee, and everybody who's here this evening. My name, for the record, is Michael Zarum. I'm a resident in Ward 2, and I just want to make a few comments on what's before you in this session. I attended Christopher Rhodes Elementary School growing up here in Warwick, and started there, it was 1960, and finished in 1966, and it was a great elementary school that contributed to my education as well as a lot of my peers growing up. And so for that, I'm thankful. And it's time to move forward. And I want to state for the record, I am also in support of what's before you and going through and approving this. I also want to thank Mayor Solomon and also President Council Steve Marola, as well as yourself, Jeremy, Councilman Ricks, for all that you've done here to move this forward. It was quagmired for a long, long number of years as a blighted building. I think this is just an example of how, when everybody works together rather than fighting with each other, how things get done and get done in the right direction. And I think this is a prime example. And I also want to thank Mr. Fisher and his organization for taking the time to come and meet with the public and listen to the public, look at alternatives, and by alternatives I mean single family housing versus multifamily housing. I think this is a prime example of how Both city administration and city council can work together with the public for the interest of everybody and come out with a win-win situation. And with that, just in closing, I'm going to say thank you to everybody. I hope whoever is here from the media knows that this is a real key milestone event here, and how that under Mayor Solomon's administration, everybody can come together and get on the same page and make things better for our community. With that, I support the project, and thank you to everybody that was involved with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
My name is Harry Filer. I'm from 108 Underwood Avenue. I live in the neighborhood many years. My concern is that what had happened 35, 40 years ago, where there was a serious issue in the back with a couple of children, I guess, had gotten killed or whatever, is that going to be being taken care of back there? I don't know if it has, but new families going to be actually bordering that area where hazardous area is that going to be taken care of? It's only taken care of by a fence right now, so I just wanted to make sure that was brought to the attention of the council.
Thank you. And I would invite Hugh Fisher of H.A. Fisher Homes to step forward and to elaborate on Mr. Filer's concerns. There was an incident, I believe that it was in the 1980s, during which a child went to the wetland, or two children, thank you, went into the wetlands area between the roads and Aldridge properties. And it is a very hazardous area that no one should go back into. There was a sinkhole, and the child passed away. The sinkhole, divers went down and found that the sinkhole was at least 60 feet deep. And so that's absolutely a concern of everyone who lived through that, and everyone who has heard that story since then, that we do not want that to ever be repeated. And so I want to make sure that, I know that this story has been told to Mr. Fisher, and that as someone who has built well over 1,500 homes, I understand that approximately or over half of those homes have been built in Warwick, and that he also lives in Warwick, that as someone who lives in Warwick and his business is here, he has done a great amount of work here, that he also makes that a priority, that we have a barrier to best ensure that children cannot easily access that area, and that all homeowners are told about the dangers of that wetland and its history. And so I would invite Mr. Fisher to come to the mic.
Thank you, Councilman Vicks. I apologize for my voice. I got this raspy voice here, and I apologize for it. But yes, we've thought about that from the very beginning, Councilman Vicks. We've asked my engineers to give that special attention.
Oh, if you could please hold the mic off a little closer.
How's that? Better?
Better.
I gotta get a drink of water.
Mr. Fisher is just getting a drink of water.
I didn't leave. Apologize for that. I got the real scratchy throat. Now, we've given that quite a bit of thought, Councilman. We've instructed our engineers to give special detail to that and to develop around that point, so that we're going to try to ensure that something like that can never happen again, especially on our watch. So we're very cognizant about that at this point.
Thank you. And to thank you to Mr. Filer for coming forward and making sure that this is part of our discussion on the record.
And it will be in the planning department as well.
Absolutely. I fully expect that all of the details, along with the Class 1 survey, will be explored and documented by the planning board. Are there any other public comments?
Hi, I'm Heather Murphy. I have been involved. First, I want to say that I am in support of this development with Mr. Fisher. I live on 83 Putnam Street. I have been involved. I was on the Roads Committee and have been involved with the RFPs going out, have sat through all the bid openings, have followed all these meetings, have attended every meeting, taken all my notes, done due diligence. I am one of those homeowners who was advocating for just the building coming down and just having a park, but obviously that's not going to work for the city. So with that in mind, I just did want to get up and speak. I know Mr. Fisher knows my concerns and the neighborhood. I did canvass the neighborhoods, and also with Jeremy did it again. And, you know, the key points are, and I think that's in the plan, is that, you know, he knows our concerns. We want the dead ends to stay closed. The sinkhole from the ice age obviously blocked off, which we just addressed, and obviously the traffic pattern. So I know all this, these studies have been done, and that as a neighbor to the development, I'm in support of it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And I would also like to thank you for all of your work on the Roads Committee. This has taken a very long time to come to fruition. I know that no one has cared more about getting this accomplished for the neighborhood than folks like Heather Murphy. And also, I have to recognize our late council president, Bruce Place, who lived a mere stone's throw from Rhodes Elementary. And he and his wife, Deb, did so much for that school, including fundraising for the legendary Kids Kingdom. And I know that they and so many people in the neighborhood worked hard for a long time before we got here today, which may be the close of one chapter. Are there any other members of the public who would wish to speak?
Hi, my name is Mary Henninger. I'm a resident right by Christopher Rhodes. I'm very happy we've gotten to this point. I want to thank everyone involved who has worked so hard to get us here. I'm excited to see this progress. Thank you, Mr. Fisher, as well. One question I have is the concern of the infestation. We know there are rats, I'm sure there's mice, and I don't know what else. So my hope is that we're not just going to demolish and push all these rodents into the neighborhoods. And I really would like to know how that's going to be handled.
I would invite Mr. Fisher to come to the podium. Thank you.
Anytime we have to tear a building down, we have to get a demolition permit. And part of that demolition permit requires...
You could hold up the mic.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Next time I'll have a good voice. Anytime we do a demo of a building, we have to get a demolition permit from the city. And one of the requirements is we have to make sure of pest problems that could persist at that time. We know there are here as we speak. So we will address that right up front. We'll have the proper pest people to take care of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other members of the public who would wish to speak? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I move favorable action. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have one more item before the committee. PCR 25-19, a resolution in regards to an easement on Knight Street. This is sponsored by Councilman Sinappi.
Yeah, Yeah, there should be someone here from, I believe, the sewer authority that can help speak on this. Here he is now.
Good evening, committee members, members of the council. My name is Earl Bond. I'm maintenance work coordinator for the Warwick Sewer Authority. And in doing a flood hardening project for the sewer authority, National Grid recognized that an easement was required for their equipment. Let me give you a description of the easement. To install, construct, reconstruct, repair, replace, add to, maintain, and operate an overhead distribution system for the distribution of electric current, which distribution system includes 5 poles with the necessary wires, cables, anchors, guys, equipment, attached thereto over and across the grantor's land, as may from time to time be required for the purpose of supplying electric and telephone service to the grantor's land and land of others adjoining the grantor's land. To clear and keep cleared from time to time the portions of the grantor's land wherein the distribution system is located of such trees, shrubs, bushes, above ground and below ground structures, objects, and surfaces as may, in the opinion and judgment of the grantee, its successors and assigns, interfere with the safe and proper operation of the distribution system. To make such excavation or excavations as may be reasonable and necessary to construct, reconstruct, repair, and remove the distribution system. But the grantee shall properly backfill any excavation and restore the service to the grantor's land as in good condition as before the excavation was made, to pass over and across the grantor's land as reasonable and necessary for all the purposes described in this section. It's a utility easement, just allowing them permission to maintain their equipment.
Any comments or questions from members of the committee?
I do have a question, and that is currently in Ward 1, I know that National Grid is responsible for tree trimming, and I don't think that it has always gone as efficiently as I would prefer, and I know that that is part of this as well.
Correct.
I just want to say that I hope that the grid does take that into account and that they help to alleviate some of the problems we have in Warwick with many of our old trees. Have many down electrical wires throughout the years, and this is a persistent problem that needs persistent maintenance.
Any comments or questions from members of the council? Members of the public? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Favorable action.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs is closed at 8:11 p.m.